baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been patient. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sand City Radio. It's your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. And my man, Father Time. Father Time, what's cracking?
What'd he do, man?
Man, still trying to recover from last weekend, man. Still trying to recover. Shout out to my girl, Slick Nick. See y'all there. Man, this is... I still ain't recovered yet, man.
You and me both, man.
Hell of a weekend, man.
Yeah, it was cool. Had some fun, so that's all that count.
Well, yeah, man. Not to mention, man, we're viral. I mean, we got that epic movie trailer up.
That's what's up, man. Shit, it took a whole day to film that motherfucker. It's amazing, man, how something in 5 minutes, man, take 10 hours.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. I don't envy them motherfucking actors and rappers and shit. That's a whole day thing. From 3-4 minutes.
It was cool to me, man. I kind of enjoyed it, man. It was cool to me.
No doubt. But I'm saying, no. How you do that shit, like every time you drop a motherfucking record, that shit got to get old for motherfuckers, man. They got to dread that shit. I know they do. Damn, man, we got to go shoot the fucking video, man. Fuck.
Well, not if you got love for it, man. I think I done got bit by the acting bug. I'm ready to try my luck again.
Go ahead, Denzel.
I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be epic, dog. It's gonna be epic.
It is. I'm down with it, man.
Well, I'll see you be back next week.
You back next week?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I'll say you can be back next week, so we start back filming.
Yep, count on it, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man,
that.
But hey, you playing? They wanted part two.
We got to get the people what they want, man.
Got to get the
next
people.
Week.
Get people what they want. Oh, man. Joe.
What's cracking, man?
You know, hey, Mick, shout out to you again. Dude, while we were sitting here partying and shit, you know, I took Friday off because my people calmed down and we kicked it. Dude, a chick that worked in my, a chick that lived in my the apartment complex I work at got set on fire.
What?
Yeah, Mick sent me the whisper call, so I kind of, you know, glanced at it. But the chick got set on fire. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. She was fucking around with a married guy. The wife came over like, shit, you know, we need to talk. Threw a thing of gas, threw a cup of gasoline on her and set her on fire. Threw a match on her.
This is the wife?
Yeah, the wife did it.
Damn.
Dog, and the crazy part is I just seen the girl that Thursday.
Damn, that's fucked up. I mean, come on, we can handle it better than that. Set the motherfucker, now you're going to jail. You're going to lose a dude any motherfucking way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if he cheating on you, he damn sure ain't going to wait on your ass to get out of jail. That's attempted murder.
That shit crazy. I mean, set the motherfucker. I mean, it was on the news.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was. Man, that's a lot of balls for a female. To just walk up and just light a motherfucker on fire? Just because they fucking your husband? Is it that serious?
I mean, you saying, like, she fucking your husband, like, that's something that she gonna take lightly, but...
But to set a motherfucker on fire?
Yeah.
What happened to divorce? I guess she say fuck a divorce.
To death do us part, or to this bitch get burned up.
I guess. And I would press every charge there is. I'm pressing every charge I can. I'm going to make up a motherfucking charge to get on this broad. Threw a cup of gas on that lit ass on fire.
Yeah, but you know, we got to charge it for fire damage.
This was in her crib? Well, outside.
Yeah. It was in her crib.
So she let the woman in, or did this happen at the door?
You just ruined the whole joke, man. God damn. You're not on your 1-2 punch.
This shit was a joke?
No, it's not a joke, but I said we got to charge her for five. You know what? Never mind. Never mind.
Well, I'm saying I'm trying to get the gist of the story, man. Okay, the wife knocks on the door. The woman opens the door.
Look. The wife and the husband knocks on the door. She asks the girl, can she talk to her? The girl said, yeah. The girl threw some motherfucking gasoline on her and threw a match on her. Now, what gist of the story you not getting?
And the husband was there.
You know what, man? I'm not going to keep explaining this shit to you. Shit.
Well, I'm trying to understand. You saying the wife, I'm saying the husband was there, and he had
I
no clue this shit was about to happen.
Evidently, he didn't. And if he did, he's not going to admit to it. Would you?
Yeah, and I'm just saying, man. I mean, if I was with a woman and it got that serious, my first question would be, why the fuck you walking around with a cup of gas in your motherfucking hand? He had to know.
Maybe
he
didn't
understand that shit.
I don't know, man.
He accessory.
Not if he didn't know. So you just pretty much answered your own question. Would you say it? You knew?
Well, of course not. Hell no, I'm not going to say I knew. But I'm looking at it as far as the police. Okay, if me and you together, we go to the gas station. Let's say we go to the gas station. I get out. I pump some gas. You're going to smell the gas. Even if you don't see it, you're still going to smell it. You see what I'm saying?
What's up, Jadon?
That's all I'm saying.
What's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's that? Hey, did they make you dial a different number?
Yes, they sure did.
Okay, I'm making sure I wasn't the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
We have a new number now?
I guess so. It sure made me dial a 999 number.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this shit?
She said the other number was full.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I never heard that before.
Me either.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to start advertising a new number. Yeah.
I mean, hold on. Oh, shit. Slick Nick, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
What you doing? Ain't you supposed to be working?
I can click over for a minute, kind of. God damn, man.
Oh,
it's break
cool.
time.
She a superstar tonight, man. She a superstar tonight. Got her little cameo.
You, go,
you know she don't know how to act.
There you go, Mother.
So is that the number y'all got now?
Did you ever dial a different number?
Yeah, they told me to dial that number. I wrote it down. I was like, so is this a new number?
It must be.
Yeah, okay,
at least
okay.
Told a motherfucker. I ain't say shit. I ain't received an email.
They about to start making us pay.
Yeah, I'm
looking
at
an email.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no type of email. We'll see what happened tomorrow with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
What's going on there, buddy?
That thing you put up, man, that's where I work at.
I didn't even know that. Y'all seen it earlier, and I was like, let me post this and see. And when they said in another thing, would you click? You know, it's like, yeah, I know that. Well, that's where I work. I'm like, for real?
I just seen it that Thursday.
Hell no. So that shit just
know.
Happened over the weekend, huh?
Right. So everybody don't know. We're talking about a situation where a lady that live in my apartment complex. I know we talked about my apartment complex. Now, see, this is going to show y'all how wild my apartment complex is. I guess her husband, the husband got caught up with her. So the husband and wife went to the girl's house, I guess, so the wife could talk to the mistress. And the wife took out a cup of gasoline and threw it on her and set her on fire.
So they went to the wife's house or they went to the mistress' house?
They went to the mistress' house.
So the wife and the husband went to the mistress' house.
Yeah, and the wife
and the wife threw gasoline on her and started her on fire.
Yep, set on fire.
We both be dead.
Mm-mm.
But now let me ask the ladies a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you set the husband on fire?
No, I'm saying if she did that to me, I would have jumped on her and grabbed her with, and you would have burned with me. I'm not going to burn by myself.
I'm saying if you married, you find out, why do you want to go attack the woman?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
That's feeding time at the zoo. That is old dumpy ass. Damn.
I don't know, eating chips or something. I don't know what's happening.
Damn, you hear that shit?
I was really trying to be quiet, but these crackers are good as hell. Okay, I'm going to put them down.
Damn. Oh, my goodness. Okay, say it again, Father.
I'm saying, why attack the woman?
I would.
And the husband's standing right there.
I wouldn't, and I wouldn't have went to her house.
Yeah, true.
So you would have took it to the husband instead of the woman.
Exactly. That's who my gripe would have been with.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Yep.
That's
take
how
it to that
supposed, exactly. That's how
yep,
it's supposed
exactly.
to be.
Exactly. She was wrong.
That's
well,
just,
you know
that's just like the mistress shouldn't be going confronting the wife. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Yep. I'm with you on that, Janine. Yep. You have no mm-hmm. business coming to my door. You better check that motherfucker you with.
Exactly.
Well,
you
okay,
got no
okay.
kids.
Okay, I you know what? As much as this pains me to agree with you women, y'all right.
Oh, my God.
Delightful, what's happening?
Hey.
Hello.
What's going on?
Why you ain't come out and fuck with us?
Why you ain't call?
You knew.
And you knew too. So why you ain't call? As you can see, I was kind of enjoying my night.
All right, well, the last one,
okay.
Let me ask you.
Man, go
ahead. Go ahead, man.
All right,
Delightful, you married, right? I'm not saying in real life. I'm just saying, right. You married.
Uh-huh.
You find out your husband is cheating. You and your husband goes to talk to the woman that he's cheating with, right? Now,
okay.
does it ever cross your mind to set this woman on fire?
Set her where?
To set the woman on fire. This happened in real life.
Oh. No.
But I'm saying, would you attack the husband or would you attack the mistress as the wife?
Probably both if she knew about me.
Mm,
but more
I didn't
so
think
him.
About Wait that. I didn't think about
Hold
that.
Hold that thought. Big Mike.
What's up?
What's up?
Y'all got a new number?
Yep.
I guess so, man.
Yep. There must be a new number going around this motherfucker.
Hey,
we're
yeah.
just as shocked
as
you.
Yeah, I heard what happened with old girl. He and that got set on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was me, I wouldn't confront that mister, that person. I wouldn't do that.
So if you was married, so if you was married and your wife was cheating, you wouldn't go at the dude, or would you go at the wife?
I will go after my wife is because the simple fact is that. You don't know if that man got a gun on him. I don't know if that man has a gun on him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to get my ass killed out here over no woman. No.
So that's your only reason for not going at the dude is because you don't know he got a gun?
Shit, ain't no dudes out here ain't fist fighting no more. Mm-mm.
Well, how about he? It's not like he forced himself onto your wife. Your wife gave it to him.
I mean, I'm still not gonna confront him. Shit. My freedom is what I want. I ain't about to go to jail over no woman out here.
I feel you.
Mm-mm.
I feel your pain on Ellen, bro.
Yeah. Hell no.
But,
I'll be like, you can have her.
Now, Delightful, you made a very good point. You made a very good point. It really stuck with me. So you wouldn't go after old girl as long as she didn't know about you. But if she
Correct.
Knew, you would go after
her. We got a problem. Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask.
That's a good take on that. That's a very good take.
No, I
didn't think about it like that.
About know about you, like if he knew, if she knew, like explain that to us.
If she knew that he was married, he had a family, X, Y, and Z. If she knew about me and still decided to engage with my husband. It doesn't matter. That's why the sisterhood is so broken. Because y'all can do it. And y'all don't say five words. But women seem to work against each other rather than with each other.
Well, what do you mean y'all can do it? What does that mean?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, break it down to me like I'm in the second grade.
I'm at work.
We can
do
it. Okay. Take your time. I want to know what the hell that means. We can do what?
I mean, I'm trying to figure out the sisterhood thing.
I think she's trying to say women don't stand together or some shit like that.
Shit, man, don't even want to come to pussy. I mean, come on now. If it ain't your boy or that ain't your homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Well, you need to check your woman, not me.
You know what?
I disagree.
Like that.
Me and Dude stand together. Y'all might pick and nitpick here and there, but at the end of the day, y'all a maker common property before keeping it to yourself. Meaning y'all will share.
Shit, man, shit. That's some bullshit right there, because I don't share.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, I mean.
Any motherfucker that know me know I don't share. Shit. Keep your hands off.
But he always
can't fuck with her.
But he always wants you to share with him. That's the part I don't understand.
I'm just saying. I ain't down with that shit.
Unless they sharing with you.
Who got all of? Is that you still fucking with the crackers, man?
Oh, my bad. Wow, I'm home.
That shit loud.
Okay, I'm done.
You hungry, but you can chew some loud ass crackers.
Big example.
All right, so Delightful, back to your point.
She's
so as long as she don't know about you. Oh, she left?
Mm-hmm.
Who gone?
I guess Delightful gone.
Right, that's why women get so mad, though. They do feel like we as women should respect the fact. That's why they get so mad at the other one. Because they feel like you should know how each other feels. And so therefore, why would you do that to me? You know, if it was to happen to you, you know how I feel as a woman. So that's where sisterhood comes in. And there are some women who truly feel that. And that's why they take it. That's why they take it out on the woman. I'm not saying that they don't get mad at the man, because they know that she couldn't have did anything without him, you know, anyway. But that's how that whole anger comes into play. Like, how could you portray me as a sister, as your female counterpart?
Oh, okay. The life of your back.
That's a different take. I never heard that take before.
I mean, I agree with what Janine said. There are women who feel that way. However, I'm not going to be more mad at the woman than I am with the person who did it. Now, like I said, however she knows about me, she got it coming too. But at the end of the day, he allowed it. So my theory is with him.
Wait, but how did she allow it? What do you mean she allowed it?
I said he allowed it.
Okay.
I'm
like, damn.
She just engaged knowingly. So now I got a problem with you.
Well, it's a fucked up end result. Because that woman in jail, the other woman in the hospital.
No, she's not in jail.
And he probably.
She's not in jail. No charges of impress yet.
Are you serious?
Nah, I'm serious.
How the fuck she let some, how the fuck you light somebody on fire in your ass and go to jail right away?
Look,
how
man,
is that
I'm
possible?
Just reporting the story. I'm just reporting the story, man. I don't know.
Man.
See, a man couldn't get away with no shit like that.
Walter Jacobs didn't used to ask old boy questions like that. I mean, they
well,
just kept
I don't know who Walter
knew.
I don't know who Walter Jacobs is or old boy. Never met him. Now back to my point.
You know, you just starting to really get on my damn nerves.
And I mean, and by doing that, does that stop him from doing what he's gonna do?
Which is
hey,
my
he
point.
Knows.
He's probably laid up. He's probably laid up with another woman right now. Fuck it.
Exactly.
He know to keep the matches away from her.
Man, that is fucked up. Man, I hope no woman never do no shit like that to me. God damn.
But you
want
to
put
out. Instead of saying, I wish no woman do that to me, y'all don't ever say, oh, I don't need to cheat.
Okay. I am being true.
You know what? Janine, go to hell.
Janine,
all right.
Like
you know what? Go to hell.
Janine,
the
you don't
ever
hear no
people say that. I couldn't even say that back. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Y'all like shit.
And the fucked up part. Oh, fucked up part. And he just ran right into it. Ooh, I hope nobody ever do me like that. You could have sat here and made up a lot. Ooh, I sure would change my life around or something. That nigga, he said, I
exactly.
hope nobody ever do me like that.
God damn.
I'm just saying. I wonder if the husband tried to put her out. Food for thought. I mean, think about it, man.
And what was
married.
The point? Cause, I mean, and so the guy had to have told the wife where she stayed at.
Of
so
course.
I wonder how does she feel about all of this and what does, you know what I'm saying? I really would like to know how he feels about all this. Because why would you do that? Why would you
he
bring
probably
her
feel guilty as hell. He's feeling guilty as hell right now. Because like you just said, all that shit is his fault because he took that woman over there. He got to be feeling guilty.
No, you know what? Let's be realistic. Okay, hold on, man. Nah, all right. Let's break this down. He told her, and ladies, I mean, y'all probably be like, oh, okay, fuck him too. But let's be realistic. He already called and told her, look, she know where you stay. He done already made up something lie. You know what I'm saying? He done made up some lie like, man, don't nobody live here. That's my boy crib. But now the mistress being who she is, she only 22. She being young. And like I said, I've met her. I know how she acts. She's the type that's not going to hold her tongue.
I mean, what was she
he thinking? No, hold on. He's thinking, nah. Look, I'm just giving y'all the scenario. Don't shoot the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
He done told her, don't open the door. Keep the door. Don't even come to the door. Because he done said his boy lived there. But nah, she done came to the door anyway. Fuck him. He ain't even, what the fuck he mean? Don't open the door. I ain't no punk bitch. So now she done opened the door. Now, y'all talking about what the hell? Now, he put his head down. That's why he didn't see the gasoline coming, because he like, I told this bitch don't open the door. So she opens the door, and that's how she got gas.
Nah, you're not about to sit here and blame that on her. I'm not.
I got to agree with you.
Because number one, now with your story, number one, if he knows that the 22-year-old is a wild, crazy motherfucker, he already knew she was gonna open that goddamn door.
And how you
even
gonna
if
tell
her
not
to
open the door at her own house?
Mm-hmm.
And so, how do you know that the day that she came, she might come the next day or the day after that?
Jadae, hold on one second. I said, hold on one second. What color is your cape, black or red? You got your Batman or your Superman cape on tonight, man? Which one you got on?
My shit is gray.
Supergirl.
My shit is gray. I mean, man, hey, I'm just expressing my opinion about the situation. I mean, going off of what said, that this girl is wild, she going to talk shit, she ain't
look,
no
man,
punk bitch.
Hey, brother, it was a joke. You ain't got to analyze. This is the second time you done analyzed my fucking joke. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ain't shit wrong with me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just analyzing the scenario.
I'm going to drink. I'm for the start.
Poking holes in your
carry
scenario,
on.
Bro.
Carry on. I'm for the start drinking.
Now, what would you say, Janine?
I'm just saying that, you know, he shouldn't have never brought her over there in the first place. And my thing is, we as women, if she thinks that a woman lives there, just because even if she didn't open the door at that moment, that woman would have waited till he wasn't there. And she would have went back another time until she saw for herself who came out that door. That's how women are. So that woman can't hide in her house wondering, you know, if his wife's going to be waiting outside or something like that.
So you saying that this is the dude's fault for taking over there?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Now, if she just knew
Bam.
That the woman stayed there, that's different, and they went over there together. But if he took her over there, that's what I'm saying. He was wrong for that. He was wrong for taking his wife over there. If she didn't already know where she stayed at. Because she could have been following him before. I'm not saying that. She could have been following him and seeing him going over to the house.
Well, I agree. Because if she would open that
door,
throw
the
gas.
Man, if
she would open that door, he would win.
Go ahead, man.
What is he, a politician tonight? You playing both sides.
This is the boy. But, that lady would have been wrong if she would open her door and shot the shit out their ass for coming to her fucking house. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You think about it. Like you said. Exactly. You on my porch knocking at my door talking about this regularly dick ass nigga. And I could have took both of y'all ass out and wouldn't have got in trouble because y'all in my house fucking with me.
Not really, dick.
Well, you know what I'm saying. But your dog ass nigga, because you know what he doing. You shouldn't have married that motherfucker. You know what he was about when you married his ass. He was a dog when you met him. So get the fuck a bone out of here at my door talking about somebody. Girl, you. Okay. Come
really?
On, my door talking about.
Well,
I can't
damn,
do that.
Well, somebody,
dick, motherfucker.
Hey, somebody get some fans all of a sudden, boy. They sure didn't get all on.
There you go, boy. I'll be damned, boy.
I thought I got some fan mail today. I'm like, oh, shit. Some motherfuckers said, hey, they see the video. They like, hey, Cass, they say, who was old girl sitting on the step? I said, ain't this a bitch?
Boy,
I said an extra motherfucker. Don't I put an extra motherfucker and don't write me back.
You petty as shit.
That's it. Okay. I mean, I know. All bullshit aside, though. He shouldn't have brought over there. He's a damn. He should. You know what? Now I'm gonna tell you what he did. He should have took his ass whooping at home. Fuck that. I mean, okay, you call me whatever the fuck ever. But we deal with this. But I'm telling you what he was thinking, though. I'm not saying that he was the smartest motherfucker for thinking that, but he thought that. He thought that if, don't open the door. Because there's no way possible he thought that, you know, anything, that wasn't nothing going to come out of that. I'm quite sure he didn't think that she was going to set her ass on fire, but come on. I mean, he had to. He had to be thinking that. Like I said, I'm not saying.
I mean,
I'm
was she sending her to hell or something? What was the logic behind setting her on fire, though? Like,
you just said it.
I'm going to light your ass up today.
She had to think about that shit. She had to think about it before they went over there because
really,
she carried the gas with her.
Exactly. She bought the gas with her, so hell yeah, she thought about it.
But I'm telling you, man, this is what dude was thinking. I'm telling you right now, this is what he was thinking. He was thinking, okay, if I take her over there, she gonna knock on the door. He thinking in his head, she gonna look out the peephole and see me standing with her, and she ain't gonna open the door.
Yeah, right. Ain't no bitch fucking scared in their own
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
Hold on. Stop. Shut. Everybody, please be quiet. Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, you did, but you didn't say the peephole. So y'all added the peephole in there to give it more effect.
You know what?
What the fuck is going on tonight?
Hold on, I tell you what, you can peep these nuts. That's what you can peep. Shut up, bitch. I just sat there. I'm gonna have me another
that.
Drink. Carry on. I'm gonna have me another drink.
We've been trying to carry on. You keep interrupting us.
Now, I'm not saying I'm not going to open my door, but now if they come to the door and, you know, they both start saying shit, I'm like, who the fuck are y'all? I'm going to act like I don't know neither one of y'all. And then after that, I ain't fucking with you no more because you ain't on your shit.
I'm telling the truth. I ain't about to do all that. I'm telling the truth. I ain't finna tell no unnecessary liar, act like I ain't saying whatever. You was bold enough to bring this bitch to my door. You know what? But I'm pretty sure the dude had to tell the girl shit about his wife, like, you know, my wife crazy. So if you can't, okay, I could see if she came to the door by herself.
And
exactly, you brought this bitch to my door.
What do you mean
you
don't tell her?
Saying,
don't tell her.
You basically saying we ain't shit. You basically saying that that person ain't shit.
That's more the reason if not that, to open the door. You see me with her.
Man, I don't care who with you. I'm going to open the door to my house. This is my house.
Look here.
Okay,
now,
hold on,
I'm opening
y'all, hold
this
on.
Door, I'm making a few phone calls.
Hold on. Can I change the subject right quick? I just seen something that just really just fucked me up. Not trying to get off the subject or anything, but I just got to ask. And, Father Time, this question is for you, but ladies, please feel free to chime in to say if y'all would do this or not. You go to pick up your daughter. You know what I'm saying? Now, we going to take this back. We're going to take this back. Let's say six. Because that's how old the little boy look in this picture. And you coming to pick her up for the weekend or whatever. You told him you was on your way. Your baby comes to the door and got a shirt on that says deadbeat with a picture of you on it. What the fuck do you do?
Damn.
That's my daughter? My daughter got that shirt.
Your daughter got her mama put her this shirt on. This said, I mean, of course, you know, the mama had to give her the shirt. Her mama, she's 5 or 6 years old.
Man, I don't know, man.
I'm gonna try that on.
Am I Debbie? I'm not
okay,
a Debbie dad, all right. I mean, I'm taking care of her. I'm paying my child support, and she still got this shirt on. And say, "Dad, be dad. I'm going to pay my child support and take care." Oh, we got a problem.
What you gonna do? You let her.
She and her mama got a problem. I don't give a fuck where we at. I don't care.
What you gonna?
I'm going straight. I'm going straight for her motherfucking throat. I just told
you. What you gonna do?
I just told you.
Answer
the question. Stop talking and listen.
Nigga, all you keep saying is we gonna have a problem. We gonna have a problem. What you gonna do?
I said I'm going straight for her throat. If you stop talking and give me a chance to talk, I'm going straight for her motherfucking throat. Call the police. I don't care.
Why
that's
not
the
just
ultimate
take
disrespect.
Why not just take a picture of it and take it to court?
Take a picture of the shirt?
Yeah.
Why would you put my daughter in a shirt
that's
like
bad
that?
Parenting.
You know
that is bad parenting 101. You don't do shit like that. But I'm going to do it on April Fool's, though. Believe that. That's funny.
I'm going to tell you.
Man, that's crazy as hell.
I'm going to rip that fucking shirt off. Take it off. Take it off now. And after I say take it off, and because, see, I know my kid's mama. Nah, I know one of them would never do that, but I know one that would. And I know she would be like, "It's my house, you ain't got..." And that would have been my cue. That would have been my cue. I'm going to jail today.
Man, I'd be so hurt,
man.
I would be so hurt that she would even put that on her, man. Especially knowing what I do. I'd be crushed, man. I would be so upset, I would have to attack her. I don't think I can control it. That's some bullshit. You started some shit. You trying to start shit. You did that.
Y'all gonna run right into that. Y'all gonna run right into that bed against y'all head. Y'all run right into the trouble.
What bat?
Set that up. She set y'all up because she knew that was what y'all was gonna do, and she waiting for you with that bat in her head, gonna knock y'all upside y'all head.
And that's why I carry 9mm because I'm gonna shoot that shit out of motherfucking ass.
Damn, we shooting. I mean, we don't look from an ass up to shoot it. Damn. That's funny, though.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, they be pushing y'all buttons. Y'all fall for it every time.
Right, and go right into it.
You know, it's real easy for women to say stuff like that.
I mean, but why not send the baby back home with another shirt on and say, "Ho, fuck it. You want to be petty?"
I mean, but you know what? Y'all, and as women, y'all, I mean, I hear women say, "Oh, this is that." Y'all, I mean, now hold on. Let me say this. As mothers, y'all do take the bulk of it, y'all, especially if you we're not together. You're a single mother, or, you know, we're separated, and the baby lives with you. You do take the bulk. I give y'all that. I do. I commend y'all for that. Well, I commend the good ones. But, you got fathers out here that love their kids just as much as y'all do. I mean, every father ain't like, "Oh, yeah, that's just my little nigga. He be all right." I mean, you have fathers out here that really like, you know, like if a motherfucker did something to your child, how y'all react? We react the same way. I ain't saying that we right with it. And, yeah, a lot of times you can push our buttons. But that's only because we got that much love for our child. So it's not the fact that we fall for it. I mean, when emotions get put in, shit, you just lose it. It's not the fact you just fall for a trap or we ignorant. It's just our emotions. That's my Dr. Phil moment. Now I'm a drinker.
Clearly.
But I don't even consider that being y'all ignorant. I'm just saying, they do it on purpose. They're doing it for a purpose to push your
buttons. Right. You're
That's
right. You're
I'm
right.
Saying.
And certain times we can see that. Certain times we can see it, but, I mean, that one right there, That one right there, I mean, I'm sorry. That one would have got me. And Janine, you're 110% right. Yes, she did it to push my buttons. But I'll be sitting here lying to you and say that one wouldn't have worked.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have laughed that one off. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. And you know what? You are right. You are right. That was strictly to push my buttons. But if that one hit me, blindsided me like that, she'd have got me. I ain't going to even lie. She'd have got me. I'd have been like, you know what? I'm finna kill this bitch. I mean, you sit there and, hey, daddy, what the hell is that on that shirt? Deadbeat. Man, I would have went through that house like the Tasmanian devil.
Well, I tell you what, when I'm knocking on the door, you better be dialing 911.
You better have 9-1 already dialed. Because you ain't going to get a chance to dial no 3 numbers.
Man, I would totally snap the fuck out.
Ooh, y'all is violent.
You can't play with a man
for the
when
record,
he really, truly
so
loves
for the record,
baby.
On April Fool's, I need to have 9-1 already dialed.
Yeah, you. That, you know what? That I would love for you to videotape it, cause.
I mean, shit, the way y'all talking, I ain't gonna be able to hold a damn phone.
No, you might not.
You better get a tripod.
You ain't better be in a.
Have it set up already, aimed at the door.
Right. Are you playing, shit? I mean, I don't
hey, you know
what?
Your life
I'm
going to
let him walk
April
up. When I see the look on his face, I'm going to flip the shirt around where it say April Fool's. It probably still wouldn't even work because I don't even think he would see that.
Nah, it might not work.
But that shit funny as hell to me, though. I ain't lying. That's funny.
Why would you even play like that?
Because it's funny to me right now that somebody was that ignorant to do it. That's some funny shit. I'm sorry, that's
but
funny.
But if something happened to you, you can't blame nobody but yourself because you shouldn't play with no dude like that.
I understand that, and it's on record because I'm on the air. So
this is too late.
This show going to mysteriously get deleted. We have no record of that, sir.
I'm just saying.
That's a distasteful-ass joke. Don't play with me like
but
that.
But I don't think hers was a joke, Tommy. That wasn't no joke. Somebody
did
that much different than that
to
be a joke. That wasn't no damn joke.
Mm-mm. I mean, if a woman actually did that, what does she expect to happen?
I mean, it depends on if you're a deadbeat or not.
Right, but if you're not,
if you're not,
what do you think he's going to do to you? Just laugh it off? Yeah, you got me, girl. Come on, baby, let's go. You think that's how it's going to
end? I mean, ultimately, just like y'all said, y'all reaction is in y'all feelings. Ultimately,
exactly. She
was just hurt that you a deadbeat ass daddy.
You know what?
She think you
a
deadbeat ass daddy. Or she mad y'all together.
Let me,
I mean.
Hold on, man. Nah, let me say
this. I said okay.
If you got a good report, like, okay, my two oldest. If she did that, I probably would laugh. I probably would. I'd probably be like, man, you better get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is this? Because we have a good rapport with each other. Now, my other one, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. If you and him got a good rapport to that point where you could pull that joke off, it would probably have him cracking the fuck up. But nah, if y'all don't, please don't do it. Please don't do it.
I mean, we good, but I don't really think he'll see that one funny. I really don't, but I think it's funny as shit. Hopefully I can catch the look and, you know, flip it around so he can see it, but I mean, even then, it would be funny until years later.
Well, yep, while you spinning her around, you catching a Mike Tyson right hook.
Now, see,
oh, my bad. April Fool's. Oh, my bad. You spit it too slow. By the time you spit, I was already swinging. My bad.
Yeah, I'm out.
Lost. Let me help you up.
I blacked out. I don't even remember what happened.
Wow, really, though?
Well, I'm helping you up off the floor. Damn, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was a joke. Ha ha. You okay? Put some ice on it. You right. Get the swelling down. Put some ice on it so it don't swell.
I'll take you out.
We
got to
go.
I'll take you to the movie soon as y'all go down.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I have never been hit by, I don't even want to imagine what that feel like. Let me thank Jesus because my mouth is a little foul.
Don't play that joke. Don't play that joke and you'll be all right.
Mm-mm.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have two.
Do you have a good rapport with the father?
We good. We get on my nerves. I get on his nerves, but we good.
But I'm saying, do y'all, like, argue a lot as far as the kids go?
I mean, we argue a lot, but we argue a lot because we're not together. It has nothing to do with the kids.
So do you believe you can pull this joke on him? Do you believe you can pull this joke on him?
I do, in a sense, but I don't think he will really think it's funny in that moment. Like, right now, where we're at right now, I don't think he would think it's funny. Maybe in about a year or two. Right now, I don't think he would see that funny. I don't think he would right hook me, but I don't think he would see that funny.
Well, don't try it.
He's such an asshole. He's such an asshole. He'll be a deadbeat for a month just because of, because he's an asshole like that.
Yeah, well, you might not want to pull that one. That was a hell of a joke. I mean, like I said, my kids are grown. So for them to do that, I'd be like, I'll smack that shit out of all y'all. But that one, that one, be like, bitch, I'm finna kill you.
Man, my daughter's 3. She can't read, but my son's 13, so I don't know how far that would go.
I'm fucking you up. Don't play with me like that.
Stop being a woman beater. Damn. Use your words. Use your words.
I mean, if you're not old enough to put that shirt
I
on
use
yourself,
my words. Look, so look, I use my words. I called you a beat. I didn't beat your ass. Use your words.
What?
Don't get physical. I used my words and I called you a deadbeat on a shirt. So use your words when you retaliate. I did not get
well,
physical.
Well, you
should
have wore the shirt then. Why would you put the shirt on my kid?
point well taken. Now me, I might have would have did that.
Well, I mean, if you put the shirt on, I'll just look at you and be like, whatever. Let's go, baby. But if you put the shirt on my baby, and she can't even read.
So the issue is putting the shirt on the baby, not the fact that the shirt was made.
For me, it is. I mean, if you wearing the shirt, I'm your baby daddy, and you wearing the shirt, I'll be like, fuck you. But if you put the shirt on my baby and then she opened the door and the first thing I see is deadbeat, that's a problem.
So you gonna beat my ass in front of the baby?
Probably. Well, that's not even a probably. Definitely. You're going to get swung on.
Wow. So now we're teaching a little girl. Now we're teaching a little girl that it's okay to hit women.
No, we teaching her it's not okay to play jokes on your baby daddy.
It wasn't a joke.
Right.
That's what we're teaching
you, motherfucker. See, that's why you got hit.
I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, come on. Women should know you can't do shit like that. I mean, you're purposely starting something.
So it would have been as equally as wrong if for Father's Day she gave you a shirt with the kids on it and it said deadbeat? Is there any difference there? This is your Father's Day gift. This is what the kids giving you. So let's flip it around and say the baby didn't wear the shirt, but let's just say for Father's Day she got you a shirt to show the kids on it. My daddy's a deadbeat. Now how you feel?
I'm gonna smack the shit out you. Because you got that shirt made.
Exactly.
But the issue was the shirt was on the towel. It's not on the towel. I got the shirt made for you.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't matter.
But you see, now you're contradicting yourself. You just said if I got on the shirt, it ain't a problem. Now I got the shirt made for you, and it's still a motherfucking problem. It ain't on the towel.
How do you not think that's a problem?
I didn't say it wasn't a problem. I'm just saying it's a controversial show. I'm just tossing out the ideas here of how we can, you know, this is funny, how we can make this hee hee ha ha.
So you saying if you gave me a shirt, you got a shirt made with all my kids on it, and it said deadbeat, and then my kids gave it to me for Father's Day, you don't think I should have a problem with that? You think that's funny?
I'm not saying I think there's no problem with it. I would never personally do that. However, the scenario was there. So now I'm asking you, now does it make a difference that the shirt is no longer on the child, but now it's given to you as a gift?
Well,
it's
no,
still
it don't make no difference.
Hold
on. Can I answer that for you, dog?
Please.
It don't make a difference.
That's
I'm going to beat your ass either way.
All right. The jury rest. Or the defense rest.
Good enough answer for you, dog.
Yeah, it works for me.
There
that's crazy as hell, man. She's trying to get me locked up. That's the only thing I can come up with. Trying to
I
get
think
me
you
locked
in your feelings
up.
Right now. You ain't even got the shirt. You ain't even picked up the little girl. Get out your feelings.
Some women tend to think that, you know, when you act out, you know, when things that they do, that you still care about them.
Okay.
Very well. Very good point. Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to show you that I still love you by beating your ass and putting on a shirt like that on my baby?
But no,
that's how
but
I show
no,
my love.
Some, no. But what I'm saying, some women think putting your hands on the men's dummy as they are. Some women think like
that. Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that.
But you know what, though?
He loves me.
And they got a point because, yeah, I mean, it's fucked up as that sound. I got a valid point. A lot of motherfuckers do think, like, long as he's showing me whether it's good or bad, long as he's showing me some type of affection, we still good.
Oh, no. I agree with that.
And I ain't going to lie. It took me a long time to realize that. Like, man, as long as I'm showing her some type of affection, I could cuss out, scream, yell, holler. But I'm showing her some type of affection. She's good. I ain't gonna lie, it took a last year? For me to just stop talking. I mean, not answering phone calls, blocking the phone number. I mean, it took all that but as long as I kept yelling and screaming, I think she's like, all right, motherfucker's still showing me affection.
By yelling and screaming?
No, I mean, that was the only affection that was getting shown. Wasn't no lovey-dovey shit. It was just yelling
and screaming. Women tend to think that if they can get you hot and riled up, then they're playing on your emotions. You have some type
exactly.
of emotions, feelings, whatever, because I done got you riled the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about the emotions. Yep. Just like you got upset about the shirt, they feel like if they can get you upset about something, they feel like those emotions, whether it's good or bad, or whether it's a negative, you know, negative outcome, they still feel like you showing some type of emotions for them.
So, have you picked the baby up with that shirt and just took the shirt off the baby and kept it pushing? You didn't feed into the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got
you don't
love me no more.
Like I said, y'all all right. I cannot take that from y'all. Y'all all right, but that one would have got me. I'm not going to even lie to you. I would be sitting here lying and say, if I sit here and say, oh, that shit wouldn't have, that one wouldn't have got me. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it, what we say, keep it 100. That one would have got me. That one would have got me. That one would have just, yes, yes.
Well, I would have spent the night in jail that night.
Yeah.
I would have spent the night in jail. She
yeah,
got her
I
point would across. Too. I would have spent the night in jail on that one. Without even knowing it, man, I would have flat out just reacted. I wouldn't have thought. I would have just reacted to the fucking shirt.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, dog. I honestly, that one would have got me. That one would have got me. And I mean, I didn't walk into all kind of shit. I didn't walk into shit where I'm like, oh my God, this, that, and other. That one would have got me. I'm not going to lie. I done walked into shit where I was able to just walk back out of, but that one would have got me. I
would have got me too.
In line saying, wouldn't I?
And you
like,
know what?
This.
I was at a point when I used to go pick up my daughter, I prepare myself for her bullshit. Even before I knock on the door, I know she's going to come with some bullshit. So just grab the bag, grab the baby, and you just go. Don't say shit. Don't react shit. But if she would have did that, I'd have been locked up. And I knew there was going to be some bullshit coming. I'm preparing myself.
But to see a shirt like that? You preaching to the choir. I understand you. And for the most part, I used to do the same thing. Dude, this shit finna happen. I know this finna happen. That's finna happen. Fuck it. I'm just gonna walk in here, grab my baby. But that shirt would have got me. I'm not gonna sit here and try to say I could have walked away from it. That shirt would have got me. That shirt would have me.
I knew I'd have
been
spending
that in jail. Yeah, I'm telling you, cause I'd have went after. And I what you say is your name, motherfucking You said the bat was sitting right there. You might would have caught me. But I'm not gonna lie. You the one that one. You would have won that one. That's one I can't lie and say you wouldn't have won. Because
the motherfucker. But when I get out,
down, yeah, I'm gonna get some bail.
It ain't over. It ain't over.
Then you going back to jail?
Hell no, you know what? I'm going to go make me a shirt to say my mama is the real life and
oh,
put it on and
goodness.
Drop her ass off. Man, we both can play that game.
Shut up, bitch.
Somebody need to turn their TV down, please.
You know, dog. My kids love to see you come because you always leave candy.
Dinner?
Yeah.
Dang, you said it like you didn't mean to leave it.
Right.
I did.
Oh,
you
that's
left
right. My now later.
Yeah,
my
I'm
now
about to
later.
Say you left a couple of sacks of dial later.
Damn.
Sitting on that little damn counter.
that's
I know who
she's
got
like,
me.
Oh,
I already know who got me.
She's like, Rod left me now, later.
She's probably looking for some Laffy Taffys.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, you read that. She's like, no Laffy Taffys.
Gee, we used to fuck them Laffy Taffys up together, boy. That's back when they used to come with them big ass squares. Not that bullshit they sell now.
Yeah. Hey man, but I gotta say, man, I was actually happy to see your ugly ass.
You was glad to see what?
I said I was actually happy to see your ugly ass.
Yeah, feeling is mutual, man. Feeling is mutual. Got that
now,
good group picture with Miss Pimp.
I'm gonna tell y'all tomorrow. I'm pretty sure everybody's done seen the video by now. God damn it, we're well over 2,000 motherfucking heads. I want the input from everybody, man. I want the input. What y'all want to see? What y'all want to see happen? You know who? I mean, hey, what was good? What was bad? I want the input. But we're gonna do that tomorrow. I want to do that tomorrow, not tonight. Tomorrow. But I'm giving y'all a heads up right now, so that way y'all already know. I mean, I want to hear the good and the bad. I want to hear the hey, well.
Yeah, I ain't seen no bad when I watched it.
Well, of course you ain't. I didn't either, but
it's perfect.
I mean, y'all think Father Time? Hey, I gotta say this, y'all. I gotta say this, and then I'll wait to spawn for everything else. That fall, organic. That was an organic fall. Wasn't the. He couldn't affect that fall even if he wanted to.
I almost broke my motherfucking leg.
Oh, my goodness.
That shit was real.
And I want to know, why was you laughing after you jacked the girl? That's what I want to know.
I was trying to You know, you rob a motherfucker, you smile like, yeah, I got your ass. That's what I was trying to portray.
Okay.
Yeah, I got your ass.
Don't worry, the blooper reel is coming. And he's the king of them.
Oh, my goodness.
He ain't got nothing but bloopers.
That's why they call it cut. Let's redo that one. I told him to send me those too, man.
Yeah, he said he gonna get them.
Yeah, I want all that shit.
Damn, I want all.
Huh?
Nah, we're in the chat room.
Oh, okay. The video chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Ain't that a bitch? I can't get in there tonight. I guess it is what it is. All right, I ain't up, man. So who all we got on here? I know me, Eugenie, is Delightful still here? What about Big Mike?
Yeah.
Mick?
Big Mike hung up because we had to mute his ass because it just sounded like he was just outside driving a motherfucking 16-wheeler.
Oh, okay. That motherfucker
ran out.
He said he ain't going to go to the dude simply because the dude might have a gun.
So he ain't going to take up for her or nothing.
Hey,
man.
Okay, he ain't fighting for nobody.
You ass out.
Whenever I meet him, I'm going to slap his woman right on the ass. What's up, girl? Hey, I might be strapped, Mike. I might be strapped. You better not say nothing.
And he's still going to blame her. You let him hit you, it's still going to be her fault.
I mean, think about it. All right, let me ask you, man. You walking down the street with your girl. Y'all holding hands.
Right.
What if a motherfucker like Tyson or somebody just slap on the ass?
Ass whooping.
Would you bang Tyson?
Ass whooping I got to take, man. And you better not say shit to me about it.
You talking about your girl?
Hell yeah. Hey, you know I couldn't beat that nigga. Oh,
I guess that's a good point.
Hey, damn well I couldn't beat that nigga. You gonna, oh, okay, you gonna start a fight with him.
Oh, my goodness.
She calling all her girls. See, yeah, he got his ass whooped. He just let that motherfucker slap me on the ass. And then the motherfucker slapped me on the ass, whooped his ass. Well, who was it, girl?
Well,
I don't know.
Mike Tyson.
I don't know that motherfucker. I ain't never seen him. She ain't gonna say that. She gonna say, I don't know who he was. He just some motherfucker who slapped me on the ass. No damn well.
I wasn't sure. Eddie really didn't look like him.
Can't you tell when he was hitting me in my motherfucking face? That motherfucker swing like Tyson. Fuck you mean you couldn't tell if it was Tyson? Got my shit looking like that episode of Martin. I'm all swole up and shit. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Tommy Hearns hit his ass. Fuck that, man. I don't know if I'll fight Mike Tyson, man. I might just have to take that
I don't
want to
fight no more, Gina. I don't want to fight no more.
Yeah, I think I just had to talk to him. Like, come on, Mike, man. Why are you disrespecting my woman like that? Man? Come on, baby. Let's just go.
You know what? I seen an interview with Jada Kiss. And he was like, they was like, yeah, Styles P said that y'all was finna get at Mike Tyson. He said, Styles P, a motherfucking lot. And he was like, what? They was like, what? He was like, let me tell y'all what happened. He said, yeah, we was at a, he said they was at a red carpet affair. And he said it was, you know, the Rough Riders and Eve. And he said, no, he said it was the Lox. Well, yeah, Lox, Rough Riders, and Eve. And he said, well, Mike Tyson walked up and was like, he looked at Eve and was like, I'll fuck the shit out of you. So he said that granted, if it was anybody else, they'd have had their head, you know. He said, but it was Mike Tyson. So Jada Kiss said he looked at Eve like, hey, you just gonna have to take that one. He's like, shit, Styles P, motherfucking lie. I wasn't. He thought about fighting him, and I was on him. I wasn't finna fight him. Then he told me, that was one you just gonna have to take. You just gotta be mad. You just gotta be offended.
I'm the same. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, man, you ain't gotta do all that, dog. But come on, baby, let's go. I'm not gonna fight this motherfucker. Shit. Like he said, that's
like
Mike Tyson.
Like, but like he said, shit, at the end of the day, shit, that's my sister. You know, I love her like a sister, but that ain't my woman. You know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't his blood sister at that.
Right, we just cool.
Right.
I'm not finna.
We label, man.
Better call DMX. I ain't gonna fight this
what
motherfucker.
Shit. He bigger than DMX, so what the fuck that's going to do?
I'm saying, shit, he the voice. Call that motherfucker. I mean, who in their right mind would even think about swinging on Tyson, no matter what he did?
Man, look here. Tyson is what, 48, 49 years old? I still ain't trying to fight that motherfucker.
Hell no. That's why I got a gun permit. I might back for. I'm gonna shoot your ass. I'm not here to fight you. I know I can't win. And there's too many motherfuckers out here for me to be getting my ass whooped in front of.
I mean, come
I'm
on,
just gonna
man.
Shoot
to
you.
The average motherfucker. Some motherfuckers you just can't beat. That's just like to me. I'm an average motherfucker when it comes to playing. Matter of fact, I will go, and I know Father Time got a joke behind it, even though. He shouldn't because I didn't beat him. But I'm a less than average motherfucker playing basketball. I am. I will. they used to always try to get me, I don't want to play. I know the fundamentals, but, hey, I don't like basketball. Now, here's Michael Jordan is, what, 50-something years old? And I couldn't beat him. I still can't beat him. There's no way that I could beat Michael Jordan. There's certain things, if you ain't above average, certain things, certain people you just can't fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
I ain't no boxer. There's no way I can beat Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson down there 50 his goddamn self. No, I can't beat him. I'm not finna try to beat him. But if I had to fight him to show my love and loyalty to you, you better not say shit to me. Nigga, I ain't mad. That's a fight I wouldn't even be mad about. I mean, I'd be mad, but I wouldn't be mad that I lost. Who the fuck is only what? Only four people didn't beat him in his whole life? And all them motherfuckers were professional boxers? No, I ain't mad. Mike knocked you out one punch. Shit, he knocked, Trevor Burr got one punch too. And that nigga trained
six knocked a whole bunch of motherfuckers off one punch. You're a one punch knockout king.
I don't feel bad about losing to Mike Tyson.
Well, let me flip it for a second. All right, Janine, me and you walk down the street. We walk down the street holding hands. We all hugged up. And let's just say Ronda Rousey just walk up and just grab my dick right in front of you. And we both know who she is.
Really? You talking to Janine? She finna try to fuck her.
So I'm just saying, let take all the freaky shit out.
If you, I'm like, damn, you didn't have to do all that. All you had to do was say you wanted it. I was like, we can do this.
See?
Ain't gotta be so rough.
You asked the wrong person.
She's so rough.
Yeah, I guess so.
She's like,
shit. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up? I fucked Mike Tyson up, fuck him.
Fuck
Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Your name better be Evander Holyfield.
Marty called straight through. I ain't seen a bunch of 111s.
I don't know why I called the 1-800 number. It said you got to call this number. So I had to call this number. I had to call some other number.
Finally found out Barney's phone number.
Oh shit, ain't nothing else.
Marley, you gonna fight Mike Tyson?
Hell yeah. The Mike Tyson now.
Not
even the Mike Tyson now.
He's slow now.
He still know the fundamentals, man.
Right?
Yeah,
he can't forget how to fight. Just because he's 50, that don't mean he don't know how to fight no more.
He might not can beat these motherfucking young. You might not can beat these young boxers now, but he beat any motherfucker on the street within an inch of their life. Easy.
Real easy.
I have to hit Mike one good time in the temple and be like, okay. Sit your ass down.
Man, it's a damn shame what happened to Marley. That's exactly what that's what they're gonna be saying. I'm be telling that to us. I'm sorry, man, but Marley thought he could whoop Mike Tyson. Damn shame what happened to Marley.
Shit.
He was not whooping Mike Tyson ass at 50.
I'm on the website and I'm just experimenting here on the website. But each group got their own video conference room.
Okay.
Nah, I don't think that's the way it works, bro.
No, I'm in the CNC HHS room, and it's a video conference room.
Right, but I think you can join a video conference from any room you in. But everybody's still going to be on the same conference, no matter what group you're in.
Zidane, can you see me?
No.
See? Now, switch over to the XXX room.
Go to groups. Okay. And then hit video conference from there?
Yep.
Where the life was ass at? She owed me a, where the life was ass at? She owed me a picture. I ain't betting her ass no more.
I think she had to go right before you got on.
Uh-huh. She must have known.
She should have fucked me, Marley, right before you got on. Oh, see, we in another group. Nah, it's just like that, dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. There you go. Now you get your own private video conference going.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. I'm just trying to.
I didn't know that either.
Around.
I did not know that. Well, that's something we need to start bringing up.
Right. You can go in your own little. You can go make your own little private room.
I'm about to buy me a tablet or something.
Well, that makes sense if you're in a private group that the video conference
right.
is private for that group.
All right, that's cool. I mean, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I know you looking like, where the fuck did he just go? I'm like, let me just see. This is cool. And I'm in a private room getting drunk.
That's nice. I did not know you could do that.
That was a good
I guess I picked the right motherfucker to fuck with.
Y'all making a movie?
You ain't seen the video?
Yeah, I seen the video.
What's the thing about it, Marley?
Pretty cool.
Thank you, dog. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was cool. I think y'all can make a movie. It'll be, you know, I just seen some pretty good, nice movies on YouTube, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Different hood movies, love movies. And y'all's had a nice, clear picture, you know? The camera wasn't all windy and shit, you know, hearing all kind of shit in the background. I can see a movie in there. I can see a movie out of that.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Everybody
want to be seen.
Make sure you share that on your page. Or did I say
yeah.
it to your page?
Yeah, you
I said it to your
yeah.
page already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, share it again. Feel free to share it again. Share it as many times as you want to.
Yeah, yeah. And get a little buzz going. Shit.
Hey.
Trying to get 5,000
hey,
views.
You might want to come down so you get in on it, man. We got
That's
a part two coming up.
Get a part in that motherfucker, you know? I have to have a mask
Wait,
on. I'm trying to grab ass at the same time.
Nah, well, damn, Marty. He's trying to grab ass.
Oh, no. We can write that in the script. We can write that
yeah.
in. Somebody will let you grab their ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so, Marty, let me ask you. And I know I said we were going to talk about it tomorrow, but I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did it look genuine? Did it look genuine to you?
Yeah. because I seen it. I think Father Time must have had it on his page or something, and it popped up on my timeline or something. I said, what the hell is this? I said, video? I said, I seen it. I said, okay. And I heard the music. Then I seen the background. I'm like, okay. And I seen you start running. Well, I seen you running and Father Time jogging. You know.
Oh,
what the hell is this?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hello, action.
That's good with that, Barney. That was a good one there.
Then the end, you got in his whip. Hey, fuck these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? We're going to kill all these motherfuckers.
You know, I think that's the line that everybody just keep on saying, man. It's like, we're going to kill all these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
Man, like I said. I would appreciate that, Marley, man. I'm glad you like it, man.
Yeah.
It's way more to come, man. It's going to get hectic.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can tell, he played his part. Tell him he looked the part.
You know that part with him and Wick just walking to the gym show?
Yeah.
That shit look real to the motherfucker, boy. That shit.
It did.
I mean, that looked like some real shit.
It did. He looked like old dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he snatched that dough open and Rennell ran through that shit looked, that shit was tight. That shit was on point, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shouts out to Mr. Charlie, man. That dude, he played his part, man. He did what he had. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, the dude, he was serious about his part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, and like I said, I got to say to everybody, you know, man, it was, oh, Lord.
And it was cold as hell.
I can imagine.
Mm.
But everybody did what they had to do, so, in the cold.
That's what's up.
Hey, man, it was great, man. And when I say everybody, I mean, when I say everybody that was in that contributed, they really did, dog. They really contributed. Everybody, like, man, wasn't nobody being selfish, wasn't nobody being ornery, wasn't nobody being like, oh, man, fuck this, I ain't got enough lines or nothing like that. I mean, everybody did what they supposed to do.
Why not? Yeah, I enjoyed that. I watched a couple times.
I gotta give. Oh, wait, man, hold on, man. I gotta give a shout out to my daughter, Janae. You know what I'm saying? She did her little thing. She made her little debut in there. I don't know. It was a little glimpse. Y'all might not have paid attention, but she's the one holding the pistol, so you know.
Was she the one on the steps?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have my baby girl right there.
All right. And then you push some dude off the steps too, right? Or some dude was trying to get them.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get your bag or something.
Shouts out to my nigga Kush, man. Hey. To me, dog, that was like the funniest scene of the clip. I mean, because it was just like his face was priceless. Like, hey, baby, you still going to give me that dollar? Like, dude. The dude's face was priceless, man. I loved it, man. I loved it, man. And like I said, man, shit, dog, y'all ain't seen shit. That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
We just put it out
there. That was all shot in one day.
One day. All right. It was a long ass. Now, Marty, don't get it twisted. It was a long ass day. Trust me. It was a long ass day. Getting Father Time to run through all them scenes. Shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
oh my goodness. Fuck that, man. I almost got hurt doing that shit.
Oh my goodness.
So what you saying? You don't want to do it no more?
I'm saying I ain't had no motherfucking director didn't offer me no insurance, nothing.
Motherfucking hey, man, we on that one plan.
What plan is that?
PYOS.
Meaning,
pat your own shit. You get hurt, then you keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rub some dirt on it. That'd be all right. Rub some dirt.
Hell yeah. But man, we got the bloopers coming up. The bloopers are coming up.
All right.
Wow, man. And Father Time's probably in all of them.
Yeah, that shit was fun, man.
Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun doing that. It was long, but yeah. It was fun, man. As long as we made everybody, man, my thing is that we made everybody say, wow. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of motherfuckers felt like, you know, like, damn. They couldn't do it, we done it. You know what I'm saying? We made motherfuckers look. Motherfuckers know what Sin City is now. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
Last I checked, it was what, like 2,500 views? Okay. Oh, shit. Man, we, hey, 2,500 views, less than 48 hours. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Big numbers.
Yeah.
Shit.
Big numbers.
Hey, Mark.
We're about to go viral.
It's also on, we also got it on YouTube, man. Get on that motherfucker. Share that motherfucker. Send it to people.
Okay.
Tell them,
okay.
Hey, man, these my guys.
All right.
Hey, Mark, I tell you what, this is what you do. You tell them, these my guys, and I'm going to be on the next. I'm going to be in the next one.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the next one. Okay. I'll show enough to do it. I'm going to go ahead and do that mass text right now. See it.
Man,
gas
please
up
do.
The pacer.
Mm-hmm.
Gas up the pacer. We roll.
Yeah.
I mean, Marlon, hey, you've been so loyal to us. You come down, you got a part, man. I guarantee you.
All right, all right.
I promise you. I promise you. You come down, you got a part.
All right. That's what's up.
You know, and I ain't gonna be loyal to. I ain't gonna guarantee nothing to nobody, but I guarantee you.
Yeah.
You come down, you got a part.
All right, all right. That's what's up. I appreciate that.
You've been loyal to us, dog. You've been there from day. I mean, from the time, very first time you heard the show, all the way up tonight.
Yeah,
you've been there, so fuck it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's my whole thing, man. We just trying to do this shit. We trying to show, man. We some talented motherfuckers. Well, I am. He I.
I can most definitely see this show on like a serious radio, you know. I don't know what the hell their problem is.
I don't know, man.
Oh, but fuck them, make it come
to
you.
Exactly, and when they come to us, hey, God damn it, I want 7 figures right out the gate.
Yep. Yeah. You think Howard Stern got something? He ain't got shit on us.
Exactly. Mark, a lot of people don't know this, but that the very first scene, the matching scene.
Mm-hmm.
Marley, we just walked straight up to a motherfucking crib and just started filming.
Oh, shit.
Am I lying, Tom?
Nope.
Just walk straight up there and just start filming. Dog, all that shit, man, we was just doing, man. We just did on the fly. Like, fuck it, come on, we got to get it done. Let's go, let's do it.
All right, when you do this, when in one take.
Hell yeah, this got to get done in one take.
Real quick, let's go. Action. Move, motherfucker. All right,
right.
Let's go. You
motherfuckers
call the police on us.
If somebody get to come on, start capping, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know,
Now they wasn't the only ones strapped. Now we can shoot. We can shoot back.
No, those were pop guns.
To a real movie.
Those were pop. Those were pop guns.
Action.
And the gun that my daughter had was a prop gun. Let me just let that be known. Prop gun.
All right, man. Let's get up out of here, man.
All right, man. Well, you know how we do. We like to thank everybody for calling in. You know how we do. Let's go down the line. Janai.
Well, it was a good show. Good. Talking with everybody. I will be back on tomorrow.
Molly Maul.
All right, and that's a good show. No sound. I have to archive and listen to the rest of it, you know. And I'll be posted to look, find some more of them videos, especially some bloopers.
That's what's up. Hey, Marley, for real, though, man, post that on your page, man. I know you got a nice little following you, so post that to your page, man. I mean, shit, keep sharing that motherfucker. Well, I'm sharing that bitch every day.
Yeah, I'm sharing tonight.
That's what's happening, man. That's what we do. All right, big dog.
Hey, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us. So, listening to us on the internet, share. View. Everybody need to share the video, straight up, for real. SinCityRadioShow.com.
That's what we do. Hey, man, holler at us, SinCityRadioShow.com. Hey, if anybody who has seen it, that haven't seen it, that's all y'all need to do. Go on SinCityRadioShow.com. Check it out. All right, y'all. We the fuck up out of here. Peace.